Hello, and welcome to Silver Threads, a weekly program of information on how you can make your senior years shine. I'm Kathy Van Skoik. September marked the 10th year that I've been recording Silver Threads for you, and Medicare has been a frequent topic. I sometimes like to brag to my friends that I am pretty much an expert on Medicare. Well, I am quite familiar with the basics, but I too need a refresher at times and need to keep up on all current additions and changes. Today, I'll use portions of the October AARP Bulletin to review the basics, tell you what's new for 2020, and offer more on the problem of increasing drug prices. Portions of an article from Investment News website also offers additional data on Medicare open enrollment. I'm going to begin with AARP's How to Be a Medicare Master. We interviewed a wide range of experts for their advice on getting the best care for the least cost and hassle. Here are their tips. Mind the calendar. The first step is enrolling on time. You must sign up in your initial enrollment period, or IEP, to avoid hassles unless you have insurance through your job or your spouse's. The IEP spans 7 months, the month you turn 65, and the 3 months before and after. Missing the deadline can cost you for the rest of your life. Here's how it works. Part A, this covers stays in the hospital or short-term nursing facilities. If you miss the deadline, you don't have coverage until you enroll. Part B, this covers doctor services, outpatient and preventive care, and some medical supplies. Your premium will increase by 10% for every 12 months you are overdue in enrolling. Sign up 2 years late and you'll pay about $6,500 more over 20 years. And Part D. This insurance helps pay for prescription drugs. Miss your IEP, and your monthly premium may be 1% higher for each month you aren't enrolled. The average monthly Part D premiums for 2019, $31.83. So if you wait 24 months to sign up, you'll pay almost $8 a month more for your coverage. Once you're in Medicare, make a note each year that the open enrollment period runs from October 15th through December 7th. That's when you may switch coverage for the coming year. Now, it's important to choose doctors carefully. Remember, Medicare doesn't provide your health care, your doctors do. Here are some things to consider as you seek the best ones for you. One, do they accept Medicare? There are three main categories of doctors participating. These providers accept what's on original Medicare's fee schedule as their full payment. You or your supplemental insurer will still be responsible for the deductible and coinsurance amount. Non-participating. Doctors in this category take Medicare's approved payment but are allowed to charge you up to 15% more. And opting out, these providers can charge patients whatever they want. Number two, do they have the skills that you need? Consider finding doctors who specialize in caring for older people who have several concurrent chronic conditions. Ask them, are you up to date on best practices for diabetes, heart health, dementia, arthritis? Are you up to date on nutrition, fitness, vitamins, and sleep science? Avoid surprise bills. Nothing stings like getting a big medical bill you weren't expecting. To prevent that, check in advance if your doctors accept Medicare and if Medicare covers the treatment or the procedure you're having, particularly if it's an elective or optional surgery. Here's a list of the covered services from Medicare.gov. Dealing with the unexpected. Don't pay it right away. Check with your provider to see if it sent the bill to the insurance company and used the correct billing code. Call your Medigap or supplemental insurer to see why it hasn't been paid. And if Medicare or your supplemental insurer has rejected a claim, you can file an appeal. If all else fails, negotiate for a lower amount. And now, know your rights. If a Medicare claim gets denied, whether you're on Original Medicare or have a Medicare Advantage plan, you can appeal. There are people who can help you. Call the Medicare Rights Center hotline at 800-333-4114. Key points about this appeals process are: you can designate someone or several people to represent you. It doesn't have to be a lawyer. Ask your doctor to put in writing why you need or needed the service, medication, or equipment. You can appeal a discharge from a hospital or skilled nursing facility. Often, you may be able to stay in the hospital at no additional charge. And if you or your doctor are worried your health could be seriously harmed by waiting for an appeal, you can ask for a quick answer within 72 hours. And take what's offered. Medicare masters don't have free care on the table. To start, they don't leave it on the table. Sorry about that. Wellness visits. Every year, you can see a doctor for free to review your medical history and status and get some basic screenings like weight, blood pressure, and cognitive health. It's not a full physical, but a basic check-in. Eyeglasses. Original Medicare doesn't cover routine eye checkups or glasses, but it will help pay for corrective lenses if you have had cataract surgery to implant an intraocular lens. Some Medicare Advantage plans include vision coverage. Nutrition counseling. If you have diabetes or kidney disease or have had a kidney transplant in the last 36 months, Medicare will cover a nutrition assessment and counseling. And smoking. Medicare pays for 8 counseling sessions to help you kick nicotine. Go to Medicare.gov to see a full list of covered services. And keep good records. Experts suggest keeping an up-to-date diary of your medical information and history so there's never confusion about your health, past or present. Record this information, any conditions that you have and when diagnosed, hospital stays, including dates and procedures, your prescription drug list, including dosages, any medical equipment you're using, contact information for your preferred pharmacy, insurance information for all policies, including supplemental, emergency contact, and whether you have a durable power of attorney or health care directive, and all health care providers, including specialists, eye doctors, and dentists, with phone numbers. Be open to change. Even if you are perfectly happy with your current medical arrangements, see if you can get a better coverage or greater deal every open enrollment period. Here's where to focus. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, review its annual list of member doctors, facilities, and medication coverage, then have things changed. Often they do. You can switch from Original Medicare to Medicare Advantage or vice versa during open enrollment, but think it through carefully. Each has distinct benefits and drawbacks. If you aren't sure, go to shiptacenter.org and click on capital SHIP locator to find neutral expert help. If you have a Part D prescription drug plan, shop around. It's common for each plan's drug list, prices, and preferred pharmacies to change each year. And if you have a retiree health plan that complements your Medicare, check with your former employer to make sure it hasn't changed. And that was all by Dina Burris. And now, how Medicare will get better in 2020. Congress has approved a range of expanded services that Advantage plans may choose to cover, also by Dina Burris. If you're enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan or thinking about joining one, you may be entitled to some additional services in the new year, especially if you're one of the 73% of Advantage members who has a chronic health condition. Beginning in January, Advantage plans will have an option of covering services and devices, even food, that you usually don't associate with health insurance. For example, someone with diabetes can get a transportation to a doctor's appointment, a diabetes education program, or meeting with a nutritionist. Advantage plans may be able to pay for cooking classes to improve patients' diet. For someone with heart disease, an Advantage plan could provide heart-healthy meals, groceries, or produce. If you have asthma, the plan could cover home air cleaners or even pay to have a carpet shampooed to reduce the irritants that often trigger asthma attacks. If someone has asthma, says Seema Verma, administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, if they have shampooed the carpet, that might make the difference and keep them out of the hospital. The expansion of these non-traditional services is a recognition, she says, that health outcomes are tied to a lot of different factors in a person's life. Also, beginning in 2020, Advantage plans may pay for improvements in a member's home, such as permanent ramps to accommodate a wheelchair or the widening of hallways and doors. Last year, Medicare started allowing these plans to pay for shower grips and other safety devices designed to prevent falls. This is the second year in a row that CMS has broadened the services that an Advantage plan can cover. With the annual open enrollment period from October 15th to December 7th, now is the time for millions of Medicare beneficiaries to decide whether to stay in their current Advantage plan or switch from Original Medicare to a private insurance alternative. Or if you have been in an Advantage plan, you may decide to switch to Original Medicare. The main difference between the two is under Original Medicare, beneficiaries can go to any doctor, facility, or service provider in the U.S. who accepts Medicare. Original Medicare participants are on their own, though, to buy Part D drug coverage. And if they wish, a Medigap policy to cover the costs that Original Medicare doesn't cover. Advantage plans are private insurance plans approved by Medicare that use closed networks of doctors and hospitals. If you go to someone outside the network, you generally have to pay much more. Advantage policies are one-stop shopping and usually include coverage for prescription drugs and some coverage for dental, hearing, and vision. And they have the option of offering supplemental benefits. The trend toward Advantage plans has been steadily increasing over the past several years. In 2019, one-third of all Medicare beneficiaries, 22 million people, enrolled in Advantage plans, and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates that 47% of Medicare patients will be in an Advantage plan by 2029. Not all Advantage plans offer the extra benefits CMS allows. This year, about 21% of enrollees were in plans that offered extra benefits, according to an analysis by the health journal JAMA, JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association. Many of the plans offered services to assist caregivers or provide other in-home support. With open enrollment for 2020 underway, it's important to check your programs. Why aren't participants in Original Medicare getting access to the new offerings? Well, when asked last spring, Verma said Congress gave her agency the authority to expand these benefits only to Advantage enrollees. Changes for 2020 to Original Medicare will be announced this fall. Go to cms.gov to watch for updates and announcements. Well, I was recently contacted by a representative from Anthem Incorporated, a provider of health insurance in the United States. It operates as Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield in New York and as Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield in 10 states. We'll be giving customers access to benefits such as healthy home delivered meals, a personal home helper, alternative medicine, and nutritional coaching. These services, they say, aim to help people improve their health and well-being through addressing whole person health. For example, members who enroll in specific Anthem-affiliated Medicare Advantage plans will be able to select one of the 10 following services at no extra cost. Members should consult their evidence of coverage document for specific benefit details, as benefits may vary by plan. 1. Nutrition based on qualifying clinical criteria, access to 8 sessions per year with a dietitian who can provide nutritional education, support, as well as monthly delivery of pantry staples, non-perishable items, to make dietary changes. This is new in 2020. Another item new in 2020, pest control. Quarterly preventive treatments to regulate or eliminate the intrusion of household pets that may impact a chronic condition. Health and fitness tracker. The member is provided a fitness tracker device as well as membership in programs to promote improved physical and mind fitness. Also new. And service dog support. Up to $500 annual allowance to help pay for items used to care for a member's service dog, such as leashes and vests. The dog must be certified under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Also new. Health food deliveries. Up to 16 delivered meals, 4 times each calendar year, 64 total, to support members who are either discharged from an overnight stay at a hospital, have a body mass index or BMI more than 25 or less than 18, or has an A1C level more than 9.0. Transportation. Up to 60 one-way trips per year to health-related appointments or to obtain a service covered by a health plan. Personal home helper. Up to 124 hours of an in-home personal care aide for assistance with activities of daily living, such as dressing, grooming, and bathing. Assistive devices, up to $500 allowance for safety devices such as an ADA toilet seat, shower stools, handheld shower heads, and reaching devices. Also, daycare visits, up to one visit per week for adult day center services in order to help older adults who need supervision and assistance. And finally, alternative medicine. Up to 24 acupuncture and or therapeutic massage visits each calendar year. Highlights from Humana's 2020 Medicare Advantage plan include dental, hearing and vision coverage, fitness program memberships, home-delivered meals following an inpatient hospital stay, and an allowance for over-the-counter personal care items at no additional cost with most Humana Medicare Advantage plans. Also, home support and resources for caregivers, rides to medical appointments and the gym, and acupuncture with select Humana Medicare Advantage plans. A new Medicare Advantage plan called Humana Honor that's designed with U.S. military veterans in mind. And finally, expanded special needs plans, SNP, for dual eligible Medicare, Medicaid members with nearly 100 such plans across 28 states offered in 2020. And this, according to Forbes magazine, August 2019, other health insurers, including CVS's Health Aetna Insurance Unit, Cigna, and United Health Group, are also expanding sales of Medicare Advantage plans into new states, counties, and regions. CMS Administrator Seema Verma said, "We want customers to have the best tool possible when open enrollment begins. Try it out and let us know what you think." And now from Investment News, a new twist on Medicare open enrollment. Government projects a decline in premiums next year for Medicare Advantage and drug plans. This was by Mary Beth Franklin, posted September 30th, 2019. Medicare beneficiaries have the opportunity to reshop healthcare and drug coverage choices during the annual open enrollment season. But very few in reality actually do. The stakes are higher than usual during this year's open enrollment period, though, because there are new rules for prescription drug coverage, changes for new enrollees in Medigap supplemental insurance plans, and new benefits available in the all-inclusive Medicare Advantage plans in 2020. On top of that, the federal government unveiled a newly redesigned Plan Finder tool to help beneficiaries find their best coverage options. The redesigned Medicare Plan Finder allows users to shop and compare Medicare Advantage and Part D plans, as well as compare pricing between Original Medicare, Medicare Prescription Drug Plans, Medicare Advantage Plans, and Medicare supplemental insurance policies, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said. And when it unveiled the new tool and also projected lower costs for Medicare Advantage plans and prescription drug plans for next year, people who choose Original Medicare during their initial enrollment period could select a supplemental Medigap policy to pay for costs such as Medicare's annual deductible and copayments, but it is only during their initial enrollment period that they can select any Medigap policy. If they want to switch Medigap policies later, they could be subject to a medical underwriting and be denied coverage or charged more. The agency expects the average monthly premium for Medicare Advantage plans to decline 14% next year to $23 per month. A Medicare Advantage plan, members may also pay the Medicare Part B premium each month. In 2019, the basic Medicare Part B premium was $135.50 per month for most beneficiaries, but higher income retirees pay more. The basic Part B premium is expected to rise to about $144 per month in 2020. The average monthly premium for Part D prescription drug plan is expected to decline by 13.5%. in 2020 to $30 per month, the lowest level since 2013. Actual premiums vary, and clients should base their decisions on whether the plan covers their specific medications and dosages. Well, speaking of drug prices, the states are doing their part, but federal action is needed. And this was by Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP, October 2, 2019. The out-of-control prices that the pharmaceutical industry charges for prescription drugs is a crisis touching nearly every American. A new report by the AARP Public Policy Institute, PPI, has found that retail prices for a set of 754 widely used drugs increased faster than inflation every year from 2006 to 2017. And in 2017, the average annual increase in drug prices was 4.2%, which was double the rate of inflation. Soaring drug prices can be hidden from those for whom health insurance covers all but a copay. But the costs have a major impact on the healthcare system and ultimately affect everyone by driving up health premiums and spending on taxpayer-funded programs like Medicare. So it's worth putting rising drug prices in perspective. The average annual retail cost of drug therapy for a prescription drug in 2017 was almost $20,000 per year. Paying for one prescription drug completely out of pocket would cost more than the average person's yearly Social Security retirement benefit that year, $16,848. It would also cost more than three-quarters of the annual median income for Medicare beneficiaries of $26,200. States across the nation are leading the way in the fight to lower prescription drug prices. To date, 33 states have enacted new laws aimed at lowering the price of prescription drugs. Lawmakers at the state level are employing a variety of innovative methods to lower prices, such as allowing safe importation of less expensive drugs from Canada and elsewhere, drug price transparency, and volume purchasing. Something else stands out about the efforts of state lawmakers. The fight to lower prescription drug prices is uniquely bipartisan. It is happening in red states and blue states, in states with primarily rural and semi-rural populations, and in states that contain some of the nation's largest cities. This is an issue people everywhere, of all political and cultural beliefs, can get behind. And momentum is building. In August, the Trump administration unveiled a plan to allow drug importation from Canada. While we applaud and support the efforts of the states to lower drug prices, more aggressive federal action is essential. We believe that Medicare should be able to negotiate prices with prescription drug companies. But for now, drug companies raise prices at a rapid rate. A PPI analysis found that Medicare spent an extra $10 billion in recent years because drug price increased faster than inflation. To put this in perspective, that $10 billion is equivalent to a year of rent for 9 million U.S. families, a year of college for 9 million American students, a year's worth of groceries for 25 million American families. Medicare beneficiaries and taxpayers are footing the bill for unjustifiable drug prices. Well, that was a good refresher for me, and I'm glad to be able to report that some of the new offerings by Medicare Advantage plans focus on wellness and preventive care. I hope you've benefited from the information. Thanks for listening, and until next week, I'm Kathy Van Skoik. You've been listening to Silver Threads, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. The audio producer for the show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Kathy Van Skoik. I hope you will join me again next week for more information and updates for making the best of your silver years. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.